chapter 12, Mishnah 1. Haboyne kami banav hechav. When if a person builds on Shabbos, how much does he have to build unintentionally to be liable for a sin offering? And it says the Mishnah, Haboyne kol shu, if he builds any amount, such as the example the Kati brings is stopping up a small hole in a wall. That's already, if he does that unintentionally, it already would bring a sin offering. Vamasateis, if he chisels a stone. So, you know, they used to cut the stones to make it smooth. Vamakuba patish umaatstad, if he does the final hammer blow, strikes with a hammer, meaning he finishes some malocha, or with a sledgehammer. He translates it as an aids. In these cases, akudayach kolshu, if he bores a hole, even a little one, then chaf. In all of these cases, he would be liable for a sin offering. Zeaklal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah, kol ha'isek melachu melachto miskayemis b'Shabbos. Anyone who does melacha, does work, labor, forbidden labor on Shabbos, and the forbidden labor is something which is permanent. Chayev, he would be obligated if he does that unintentionally to bring a sin offering. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, he says, af hamake b'kunas al hasadan. He says, even if a person is working with a hammer on an anvil, b'shas melacha, and at the time of the melacha, and the commentary is full in that, he doesn't hit the vessel that he's working on, even if he just hits the anvil to complete the work, chav, he would be obligated for a sin offering, b'bneishu k'masaken melacha, because that is like he's improving the product over there.